Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yo, who hang? Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in, y'all. I'm back. My nigga King Eric on the motherfucking news, current events. We got Bombit on the sports. What's good, y'all?
Yeah.
Saturday.
That's right, man. Ready to chop it up with you guys. I hope y'all having a good week.
I'm tired. Good motherfucker, homie. Working hard today. I sit back and enjoy some good music like everybody else right now. What's going on out there this week, E?
Man, whole lot of news, man. I'm going to go ahead and I want to get your opinion on this poll because, you know, me and Common, we talked about this last week about the controversy involving Brett Favre, and he's involved with some scamming the state of Mississippi out of welfare funds.
Oh yeah, man, I heard about this. I mean, you know, that's super foul. You know, he's just a creep for that. Brett Favre, man, I didn't think he had it in him, but he got it in him. Kid. He definitely did some sneaky shit, and he know he did some bullshit too. So he's asking. Got him on tape saying, oh, is the press going to find out about this? So if you
yeah, the only one that really spoke on it was Shannon Sharp. Yeah, the only one that really spoke on it so far within the media was Shannon Sharp.
Spoke on it, but they ain't drag it out. You know, they ain't drag it like they drug anything else out. You know, but.
Yeah, he got cut.
You know what that's all about, man, you know.
He got cut from being a commentator too. NFL cut him.
Oh yeah. He's gonna get cut. He's a scumbag for what he did, man. You robbing the poor.
And you rich.
Yeah, man. And you know what you were doing. So he got you on tape trying to be sneaky about it. So he's fucked, man. You know he should have tarnished, but he's going to still be in the motherfucking Hall of Fame. He's still going to be, you know, that guy. So, but yeah, he just got caught doing what everybody do, man. They robbed and steal, man, from everybody, man. He just got caught, man. Word up.
But you know what? On
yeah,
the flip side, too.
Go ahead. Wasn't he getting just offered, like, money for to speak somewhere? Or, like, or he really signed up to be on welfare? Like, how?
He got, or he got paid for doing appearances that he didn't do. He used some money from some welfare fund to try to pay for a soccer field to build a school. He did some shit, man. He knew he was doing some undermined, sneaky shit, and you know he got busted. And now he's tarnished. So,
yeah,
but they ain't
that sucks.
Out in the media. They drugged Michael Vick with the dogs. Now they drugged a lot of shit. Carl Kaepernick with the knee. You know, they did a lot of shit to a different lot of motherfuckers. But Brett Favre, you know. He get a baby pass, you know. So,
you know, social media is dragging him. Social media is definitely dragging him. You know, there's mad memes with it, with him.
Your social media is gonna drag it out. You know that Twitter, Instagram, they ain't gonna never let him forget.
he's definitely getting dragged.
You don't cover shit because the people gonna cover shit.
Yeah, they
ain't
gonna never let you forget it.
I ain't surprised they ain't.
And you know, it's a lot of scamming. There's a whole lot of scamming going on, man. Now, I'm reading another report that the FBI is in search for this Nigerian man to go by the name of Chadazi Collins Abasi. He's wanted from scamming the state of New York for $30 million. He finessed the U.S. hospitals of $30 million by offering non-existent COVID-19 ventilators for sale.
Yeah. I read that.
He's out of here. He's out of America. I bet you that shit.
I don't think he was in America. I don't think he was in America. I think, you know, he told America that he had it, and they went ahead and paid for it, but he never sent it.
Wow.
You know?
He got them. How they let them get them for $30 million? Y'all was gonna stupid motherfuckers.
I mean, you know, when the pandemic first started, you know, it was needed. Like, they didn't have any. They were running low. They wanted to save people. Think about all the ones that they bought that they didn't even work. I don't know if you remember that.
That nigga got $30 million. It's crazy.
He was doing it from 2018. He was doing it from 2018 to 2020, so he was doing it for a good 2.5 years. Trying to finesse the states.
Damn, but COVID didn't hit until 2020.
He got him, man. He got him. They want that $30 million from that motherfucker. They want that, man.
It's going to be hard.
I don't know if y'all... Did you see the prisoner swap that they did? I think he was, like, Pakistani or Afghan. He was a smuggler.
They didn't do the one everybody fought. They didn't do the main one. Everybody talking about, you know, Britney's still fucked up.
That's Russian. This is like Afghanistan or I believe he was like a Taliban. Yeah, he was a Taliban.
Prince of Arabia or some shit, right?
Nah, he was not no prince. He was part of the Taliban. He was like a Taliban lieutenant.
They got him out of there. Negotiated shit that prince guy, man. The one that chopped up the fucking reporter.
Nah, they just released the reporter.
You know what I'm saying? Like a couple of years ago, this guy chopped up a reporter and shit, and everybody was on him about we need to stop fucking with him because he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he a big, the billionaire Russian oligarch from Saudi. I think from the Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, he was Taliban.
And he got chipped.
Wait, you got me confused here. I'm talking about the guy that they just released.
Oh, that guy. Okay, okay. I was reading something else.
Yeah, nah. Just recently, this week, they just released the guy. They gave us a reporter that they had in their fucking cage for like the last 10 years. He's been in the cave somewhere for 10 years, American. And we just let go of somebody that was in Guantanamo Bay, that was Taliban, that was a drug smuggler. So we released a drug smuggler to get back a news reporter.
That's how it go, man. You gotta make them dark room deals, kid.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is that I don't even hear anything about Brittany Griner anymore on the news.
I don't know. She gotta do that 10.
Yeah, I doubt she'll do the 10. I'm sure they're gonna work some kind of deal.
And Vlad is mad right now too. He tried to make his motherfucking people go out there and fight and they rebelling. Vlad is tight. He ain't letting nobody go. I know you see that shit. They
yeah,
fucking, he ordered like 1,000 Russian, you know, he trying to recruit the Russian people and they ain't with that shit. They leave in Russia. They ride in the streets. They locking niggas up and he's out there talking about they ain't fighting here. You're dragging niggas out off.
Yeah, they doing that also in the places that Russia took over of Ukraine. They trying to do that.
Nah, they doing that shit because they getting beat. That's why Vlad is talking about it. He's talking about to be, yo, I'm not playing with y'all niggas, man. I got this nuclear gas. Stop helping
them,
man.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they still got, you know, key cities in Ukraine that they still took over that are Russian operated now.
Yeah, and to maintain them, each time they got to call reserves up. And they ain't with it. Them niggas is going to go over there and throw the white flag up. And they go right over. Give it that. Or
yeah,
they're going to fight.
It's the same
with
thing
it,
in Taiwan. The same thing in Taiwan. You got United States telling people like y'all not messing with them. We holding them down. And China's like, you serious? You want to go through with this?
Basically, mind your business. But it's too much money involved, man.
Yeah, think about how many imports you buy, and it should say made in Taiwan.
Well.
Or
everything,
you know, all electronics that you get, say made in China.
These phones we talking about is made, parts come from over there.
Oh yeah, everything, anything electronical, And I don't know if y'all heard either, like Germany. You know, Germany took over, you know, most of the world over there was getting their oil from Russia. Now they're getting their oil from Germany. Germany done took over whatever Russia was doing.
Oh, worried. Took over the pipeline.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, all these countries are making those bold moves. Conquer effect.
I had a feeling that.
I also want to touch...
still selling a lot of oil to motherfuckers too.
Also want to touch on, you know, you know, people in Puerto Rico that just got hit with this hurricane that just came through Fiona. You know, really destroyed a lot of the land. And, you know, they still was recouping. They was recouping from the last hurricane.
Oh, man.
And then
yesterday,
what's going on with these phones, man? Them shits is clicking in, they're clicking out.
I don't know. My shit is good over here. This is a cell phone no more. Yesterday, Screwball birthday, September 22nd.
Today's the 24th.
Today's the 23rd?
24th.
Okay.
Today's
Screwball birthday is past, y'all. Gotta make sure the date is right, but I think it was the Deuce Truth that day. I told you, call me.
Oh, yeah, the 22nd.
Shout out to my nigga Squee Louie up there. Have you heard?
Yeah. You know what's crazy, right, about the fucking hurricane was that shit passed all of America and just hit Canada and, like, tore the roof off some buildings up there.
Yeah, the worst shit that they ever went through. They never get nothing up there. By the time she get there, it'd be already dead, but this one didn't.
They were saying that, you know, they've been hit with hurricanes.
Florida about
to get
hit. Next week we got some shit coming up. Florida about to get hit. We're going to get hit in North Carolina. All that shit next week. We got some shit building up over there.
Yeah, we gonna get drowned. Huh? We probably gonna get hit with a lot of rain. But Florida, they gonna definitely get a direct punch.
Who's that? Depends on the model, man. The one model got it going to the left, one got it going to the right. Either way, Florida's getting hit. That means, you know, everything on the whole East Coast side is gonna go through it. So that's like next week sometime. They watching this shit right now. We got the technology, you know, because back in the days, man, them motherfuckers didn't know what the fuck was coming.
Hell no, nah, they stuck their finger up in the air, licked their finger and stuck it up in the air like, which way is it going to go?
Where this fucking just goes crazy.
You know, spots in Mexico got hit with earthquakes. While Fiona was hitting Puerto Rico, Mexico was getting hit with earthquakes.
I'm telling you, y'all, shit is it's crazy, man. And it's getting all cold before it's supposed to be. You know, fall is coming fast, and the chill is coming before it's supposed to. It's cold right now.
Fall starts on September 22nd. That's when fall starts. Last day of summer is the 21st.
So it's about right on time, I guess. But I see a lot of people complaining about, yo, it's cool.
You know, like I said, man, those are those motherfuckers out there that they want to go outside in a t-shirt still, and they ain't pay attention in school when they told them when fall start. You know, they sticking their arm out the window. You know how, like, back in the day,
I'm
when you
live
in
New York
City and shit.
In New York right now, you know, October, after Halloween, that's when the shorts go up. Like, niggas wear shorts all the way up to Halloween. Is it short weather right now?
Not all the time. Some years, it stay warm all through September into October, most years. Especially when Indian summer come back around. You know, Indian summer's like sometime in October, and you'll still reach like 80 degrees, but
after,
you know, that's 80 degrees.
No more shorts.
That's during the day, but once that nighttime, once the sun go down, forget about it.
Halloween time is kind of chilly. He's running around. Pants on and sweatshirts on and jackets on around Halloween.
Oh yeah, once mid October hits, it's over. It's time for the snorkeling.
You gotta get to the glimpse of it now.
But down the south, you know, it's going to stay hot. It's still short weather up until motherfucking December. Motherfuckers be in Walmart and shorts in motherfucking January out. Motherfucking south.
Yeah, it depends where you at. Definitely depends where you at.
Florida's going to be beautiful, but it's that time of year right now. This is where niggas go to Cali.
Hell,
niggas go to escape from New York. If you don't like cold weather, niggas is going to Cali. Niggas is going to Florida for the fucking winter. I'd rather go to Cali. I don't know, man. Right by now, because it's the hurricane. Where you going to go? To follow the sun. If you didn't like the winter and you got the money to follow the sun, where you going in the winter? I'll take Cali.
I mean, anywhere but the East Coast. You can hit Texas. You can hit California.
Nah, Florida's East Coast would be baking in Florida in the winter.
Nah, it'd be cold down there, man. I got family down there. It'd be cold. It'd be dropping to like 60 degrees down there.
I've never been down there in the winter.
You know, sometimes it'll be like 60 degrees. I mean, you know, once it hit noon, it'll get better. But, you know, I know they was dealing with it wasn't getting too hot down there for the last couple of years, and it was messing up the orange crops and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, how about, you know, going to swing into the sports right now. You know, all of the New York teams last week won, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're doing
Jets,
things, man.
Giants,
doing things.
Buffalo.
Shout out Aaron Judge. He smacked them joints in my nigga Pools. It's 700.
Oh, yeah, he's up there with Babe Ruth. He's definitely on his way. Definitely a Hall of Famer. Shout out to the Puerto Rock Pujols.
Yeah, baseball doing his thing. Fucking NBA about to start next week.
Yeah, football starting.
Hey, Coach Ime Udoka, man, that motherfucker got suspended for the whole year, man, for fucking with Shorty on the fire.
Yeah.
I ain't know he's the one that cheated on what's that your lady? Mia Long? That was his lady, right?
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah, he's a...
That was his wife?
Yeah, he's a fool for that.
Lady. Mia Long.
Yeah. He's a fool
he
for that.
He wanted those slick cheaters. He tried to be one of them slick cheaters, too, because the staffer that he had an affair with, she was also handling Mia's move to Boston. So he was trying to make her travel while he was doing his thing. That nigga slick.
But one question. The guy, he got in trouble, suspending everything. What happened to the female that he's supposed to have an affair with? I mean, they both was part of the organization, so they both feel should have some kind of consequences, right? Or he's the only one?
I mean, they both probably getting fired, you know? He's gonna lose his job.
No, she's flipping it up. She's flipping it up now, like trying to say she was a victim of something. Like he made some unwanted advances after it came out that they had a consensual relationship. She's trying to act like she's a victim now because I guess shit didn't go right. He probably said some shit, speak shit to her, like, you know, pussy was whack anyway or whatever. Who knows? Said some shit to her. And now they mad at each other. Now she said that, you know, she had made some unwanted, uncomfortable remarks and shit. So she flipped it on them.
They trying to be two about the pay.
Yeah, they trying to be two the homie, man. But he's the only one that got suspended. Nothing happened to her. You don't know.
Nah, I'm sure something.
Stephen A. Smith was talking about, you know, how it's not fair something happened only to him and not happened to her. And they both violated team protocol or whatever, you know. Now, I fear that just only the black coach get in trouble, but the female employee, nothing happens to us. They both violated. It was a consensual relationship. Now, it went to the left. They don't like each other no more. I see you slick shit out your mouths. Now you decide to get them in trouble and blow shit up and see if he says something foul to you. She did a chicken head fucking homewrecker move, yo.
You know what the crazy shit? Did you see what she looked like? Like, come on, man. You got shorty like Nia Long and you fucking with Fiona from fucking Shrek?
Oh, you play yourself, yo.
Why you do that to yourself? You got a dime piece, a hard-working woman, Nia Long.
Nia Long probably gonna mess with ass.
That don't mean nothing.
Right, baby, yes. You know what I'm saying? She probably a pain in his ass. He's like, you know what? Fuck them. Get you little fucking water boy bitch over there.
He went for the booger. Yeah, he went for the booger. Like, come on, man. You know how you go from
was he married to me alone?
They was engaged.
That's just the case of he is on the fence. He's getting thrown his wild oats.
Low hanging fruit, though.
Yo, I understand why they didn't just fire homie. Why you want to keep him on the sidelines and decide what they're going to do next year? Maybe you might come back, or you know, let him go so somebody else
probably,
can hire him.
He's probably under contract. You can't just fire somebody if they're on a contract. He probably got that in his claws. He could be suspended, but that don't mean he's going to be fired. You know.
Nah, that was a fireable offense. The Patriots trying to keep him because he's a good coach. But they don't want to.
Yeah, somebody else.
Okay,
if they don't
keep
him back,
or let him go.
Yeah, if they don't bring him back, somebody will pick him up though.
Oh, for sure.
That's for sure.
He's a dope coach. Then they saying that it might be the inside of uppers in Boston is a real racist place. So they're trying to say maybe. You know, they was looking for anything to get out of there and get a white coach. I'm not sure about that, but I heard that might be a reason, too. Like, yo, they just waiting for something to happen so they can get him out of there and get a white coach over there. But that's stupid because he's a dope coach.
Yeah, they got him to the finals, man. He's like, nah, they don't want it. Like, they called it a rock and a hard place in a way. Like, do they follow the moral code and get rid of them, or just don't play the game, punish them, and just bring them back? That's what they probably just should do, because the guy brought them to the finals, and it's going to be hard to find a coach that's sick.
I don't know. If I was him, I'd just resign and then get back in the game, get rehired after this shit, you know. Cause they playing with him right now. Right now they just like, suspend you, but he don't know if they're gonna be back next year or not. It's up to them how they feel about it. Now let me go, yo. Fuck it. I fucked up. Let me go. And I'll get another job. But they don't want to let him go. They want to keep him and make
decisions
and all this shit.
Tomorrow's game, week three for NFL. I don't know if y'all been watching the games. Tomorrow the Jets play the Bengals.
2-0.
Yeah, Giants got Monday night. Giants play Monday night this Monday.
Jets is I think 1-1.
1-1.
Okay. Where Buffalo at? Where Tom Terrific at?
Nah, they 2-0, Tom Terrific. They're about to play Green Bay this weekend. I know the Giants beat the Panthers last week.
Yeah, they barely beat the niggas.
Yeah, just shit. The Jets barely won, too. The Jets won by one fucking point. The Jets won by.
They're lucky.
I'll be turning that shit off. I'll be like, nah, I'm not dealing with this stress right now. I'm going to change this shit.
Geno Smith is making some waves this year right now. You know, it's early. They're getting out to a good start.
Nah, they lost last week.
I think he had a good game, though, but when he fought, I'm not sure. I think they won, though.
Nah, they lost last week. They won their first game. They've lost their second game. They won and won.
San Francisco quarterback got hurt, the young boy. And now they got Garoppolo back in the driver's seat, which is unfortunate for the young boy, but it's good for Garoppolo because now he can show him what he got. You know, he got them to the Super Bowl couple years ago.
And, yeah, The Bills is 2-0 this year. The Chiefs is 2-0. The Browns is 2-1. The Eagles is 2-0. The Giants are 2-0. The 49ers is 1-1. Last year's champions, the Rams, they 1-1. What's all that? What's going on out there? But the Bucks is 2-0. Damn, the Panthers is 0-2. What the fuck? Yo, what is all that noise,
man?
What happened with the Panthers, man? They 0-2?
Man,
that ain't a good look.
I knew we wasn't like shit. I knew even watching the game last week and when they fumbled the kickoff, I said, this is going to be a long fucking season.
Man. Yeah, the Bucks is 2-0.
Cam back.
Where is Cam Newton? Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks is 1-1. There's a lot of 1-1s going on. A lot of 1-1s right now.
No job, man. Cam don't got a job in the NFL. It's over for Cam.
They waived him last year. I think Dallas trying to pick him up.
Superman Cam is a wrap.
But they were talking about bringing him to the Cowboys. Now it's very unlikely.
Matter with that.
I'm sure somebody could use him, though. With all these teams 0-2 and 0-1, and I'm sure somebody could use him.
Ain't nobody calling Cam Newton, yo. Word up. I don't know why they're fighting on me, but
why do they know that running game? That running game, you know, they probably want to pass it. They don't want that running game.
It's still a running game league, man. You still got niggas just running.
Yeah, but with the people that running and passing home, the Chiefs. People running and winning. You know, it's a big difference with people running and winning and people running and losing. You know,
what's the Chiefs record? Pat Mahomes.
I just said they 2-0.
They 2-0 about the Ravens. But did you see that?
The Ravens.
Lamar. Yeah,
Ravens is 1-1. They 1-1.
He's a runner. The fish are doing good,
yeah,
I think, too, man. I'm not sure.
There's a lot of 1-1s.
Even my AFC squad, the Raiders, they 0-2. Shit looking weak right now.
Damn, you got doodle all across the board. You got doodle.
Your team's juicy. You got some sucking teams, yo. I fuck with the Giants.
It's painful, man. That's why you think I'm very quiet on the subs?
I'm Giants.
Yo, my Jets is usually doodles, but they got 1-1, and my San Francisco squad, they 1-1 too.
Giants, Jets, and I got a couple guys that I like, you know, Baltimore. Kind of terrific, you know. Like Von Miller squad, they traded to Von Miller, man. They should have never traded Von Miller from L.A. on the defense. Who they just beat them niggas? Who beat L.A. just now? Damn. Durant? No. Somebody, they traded Von Miller. And Von Miller just, their first game, they beat them niggas. Tom Richard.
Oh, then Von Miller. Didn't he go to Dolphins?
I don't know. Whoever just beat them is the team that he's on.
I think he's with the Bills. Von Miller's with the Bills.
Von Miller's with the Bills?
Yeah, he with the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
He's going
all the way. Yeah, the last game, the Bills just, that was week two.
They just beat the champs, right?
Yeah, they beat the Titans. 41-7.
Well, I think game one was his game against his former team, the champs. And he beat their ass.
Yeah, they playing the Dolphins tomorrow, so that's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, Bill started off the season playing the Rams. He was with the Rams. He was with L.A. Rams. And the Bills won that 31-10.
My nigga that be catching me with the one hand from the Giants, man. He was on the he just got the ring, man. The L.A. Damn, man, he be catching me with the one hand, man. My homie. Yeah, what's my nigga name, man? Bobby Caesar. You remember Tom Lee? He was just with the Giants, and then he got traded to the champs, and they just won. He caught a touchdown. Damn, what's the name, man? You known for catching it with the one hand.
One hand.
Yeah, the curly hair.
Oh, what's his name? Odell Beckham.
Yeah. I think he left L.A. too. They traded him too. Unless he hurt.
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
He may be joining the Bills too.
Now we gotta give the people some music.
Yeah, man.
Right, man.
About to roll up.
Gotta hit him with some heat, man. We gonna lead it off with Fat Boy Sharif, "The Sky Is Falling." We gonna follow with another banger from Ransom. We got a whole lot of stuff going deck, man. We got a joint from you, Comet, that we gonna play tonight as well. New joint. So we ride them direct.
Oh, yeah. Let's give it to him.
Let's go.
Find out this information.
A one time for your mind. A two times for your spine.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I'm in the trendy spot, making roti, dal pori. 8 a.m., Chef and Curry, tryna pepper potency. Cameron saucy, seasoning flow and paper boats across seas. Repeat, eat double, I'm Caribbean, the boy, Bajan. Steam like a pasta, crab, shrimp, Cajun. My crew, a grape, dark and we Caribbean raisin. Raising boys in the hood, smoking on Friday. R.I.P., D-Bo, them boys tucking their chains. Smack bitch ass like 8-ball jacket man on train. Karate kids get beheaded while trying to do trains. Ginsu blaze in the sharp tank, swinging styles. Drop a virus like COVID swine flu, lost files. Demand for mass force, spit, venom arrival. Deep hill spin back, reptilian, alien, bohemian, Nubian, Ned Simofeni, unknown with a sharp position. Lost in Jersey, X-Gang streaks to light rail transition.
Laser printed, masterminded, matrix mission. Worlds in the womb, monster closet, trees in prison. Time collapse, rhyme relapse. clean dictator, cyber attack. In a mosh pit, mind trick, crime risen. Spirit paradise depicted on prison. Binary star virus involved. Vaccine earthlings with library cards.
Unorthodox, out the box, shoes and socks, barefooted, we headed, hair popped out like we should it. Tell your mans and your woman that we on it. Never quit, it don't stop, cause we lit it. It don't stop, cause we lit it. Unorthodox, out the box, shoes and socks, barefooted, we headed, hair popped out like we should it. Tell your mans and your woman that we on it. Never quit, it don't stop, cause we lit it. The sky's falling, chicken little. I mean, just look up. Word. A sharp on that. Yo, a Licky Long on that. Yo, that boy Sharique on that.
Showcast, baby.
The beat.
I stand proud, Puerto Rican loud. With a cross street style.
Fraud, it seems he's a man of many skills. A rare combination.
That's all objection.
There you go.
And they are.
Oh, no doubt he does it to perfect all that.
'84 bread, I was born a Pentecostal. Puerto Rican loud, you can see it in the hustle. These skills been sharp, razor edge or jackknife. Product of the Bronx, real cool if you act right. These tales so vivid, that ain't well dripping. I'm trying to see a vision from the hell that I'm living. God body in the flesh when that wisdom connects. Been gritty to the death, but I sparred with the best. Protect my children and watch my surroundings. No matter where I go, I know I came from housing. You couldn't break the bond of these brothers in arms. And when it's time to go to war, yeah, just bring it on. True rebel survival when that smoke settles down. These bloody scriptures found in the deepest underground. Ain't no doubt all the work I had to really get done. Land of the beast, the Bronx is where I'm from.
You are a man of man skills.
Land of the beast, the Bronx is where I'm from.
Try
to put a Bronx. Yo, achieving peaceful vibes in a reckless era takes patience. My kings just don't fall for the setup, we ain't got a choice. The system was built to oppress us, neglect stress, and tarnish the dreams of bone collectors. Cut from a fine cloth, no matter the weather, we run through rain showers, soaking wet, out for the cheddar. Ain't no mercy in the jungle, gorillas on top. I'm from that Bronx zoo where the lions get got. What might seem superior, really ain't scaring us. We eat top of the food chain with no barriers. There's a fine line drawn dividing the population, politics and place to control our nation. If you wanna make a change, then you gotta make a difference. They trying to burn the world and everything in it. My advice, stand proud, don't forget where you are, son. You know what I rep, yo, the Bronx where I come from.
You are a man of man skills.
Land of the beast, the Bronx is where I'm from. Try to put a Bronx. Tell so vivid, so, so vivid. 84 bread, I was born a Pentecostal.
A rare combination.
It's no surprise that I can't relate to your rap fables. Got biblical with this cane, cause nigga, I'm that able. Addicts, visions of black angels, nobody dealing crack stable. I went from meeting table scraps to feeding crap tables. Waiters bringing me black label. The money, why did that change you? Squares in your circle if you looking at it from that angle. Every rat in that trap mangled. The world is yours if you deserve it all. We just trying to swerve the law, recruiting more shooters for every murder solved. Dirty stairs to all of them prosecutors, do not pursue us. Block maneuvers, niggas who shot intruders and hopped in Ubers. Went out of town to try to cop some Rugers. We got a lot to lose it. Some southern niggas trying to chop and screw us. Acquire more bread. Owners in this league that fire all fled. Leave you MIA like Brian Flores. We don't send shots, we send warheads. Damage the gravel, judge with his hand on the gavel. Fuck what the court said. The world is yours. That's what it read in the sky. Too many friends in the skies, Manny and Tony vibes. The world is yours. Those was the words on that blimp. I look superb in this mink. We rich and it's only right. The world is yours. We bribe judges and crooked lawyers. You won't even know that they looking for you. Cause the world is yours. Legit businesses, alibis with no witnesses. Strategize with some viciousness. We them right niggas with nothing left to lose. It's best to choose what side you on when you stretch the rules. I respect your views, but detectives trying to inspect for clues. So I'm praying over my prey, that's how I'm gon' bless the fool. You don't check the news, we infamous. Don't you mention shit, the tension thick. Wiping off bullets, is how we sense the clips. We don't do the clubs, you make it rain, we gon' drench the bitch. I'd rather take my wife on expensive trips than we send some pics. Au revoir to niggas who caught a charge in the court of law. Overseas, farewell to the many cases I fought abroad. We ain't in the same class, we ain't gotta talk at all. You pulled up kinda lame fast, go ahead and walk it off. How long does the pain last, especially when you lost a war? How you gon' win it if you ain't lost it all? Our fathers raised by Esco and Sean Carter. Song martyr, terminating the past like I'm John Connor. One. The world is yours. That's what it read in the sky. Too many friends in the skies, Manny and Tony vibes. The world is yours. Those was the words on that blimp. I look superb in this mink. We rich and it's only right. The world is yours. We bribe judges and crooked lawyers. You won't even know that they looking for you. Cause the world is yours. Legit businesses, alibis with no witnesses. Strategize with some viciousness.
You getting ready to be a rich nigga. I'm knocking somebody the fuck out.
Be ready, be ready.
Ready?
Be ready, be ready.
Yeah, yeah.
D was born ready.
I'm ready.
Be talking about it, fuck who said it. We ready, we ready, we ready, we ready. Anywhere it goes, yeah, nigga can get it. We ready, we ready. We got the choppers on deck, so you know we come heavy. We ready, we ready.
Yeah.
And yo, it's down to control the situation. Get your day, be ready.
Nigga, fuck what you talk about, I know you said it. Anyway it goes, motherfucker, yeah, you gon' regret it. Choppers on deck, nigga, yeah, I stay heavy. Code out the street, never repeat it, I say that I said it. The situation is dangerous and it get deadly. I take it back to the more days that you can get it. I'm more ready than I ever been. I don't break, don't fold, motherfucker, yeah, I never been. Since and yesterday I've been known as a hustler. Getting money on the come up from you. Nigga, I run up in the dirt, the smile, the smirk. I go to work, watch dads, a Capone, nigga, go berserk. Gotta be my prodigy, nigga, over a habit. Beat a mind, sending music, motherfucker, it's a tragedy. I'm just your majesty, your king, god, legend. I'm that nigga dad, so separate me from them niggas. I'm ready, ready.
We talking about it, fuck who said it. We ready, we ready, we ready, we ready. Anyway it goes, yeah, nigga can't get it. We ready, we ready. We got the choppers on deck, so you know we come heavy. We ready, we ready. And yo, it's dead, it's your own.
Yeah. Slide on a mask and the isotone. Catch a homo, slide the burner to my meat eye. Casualties of war, leave bodies in a triage. Fake thugging like you got your gangsta out the kiosk. Bitch, your whole game, I can see through the blitz. Send the shooters through your D-line. I don't never leave mine. Pwn never ran from gun battles. I'm from the Haunted Castle. My niggas was born raised to clap you. Send you on a permanent nap too. Meet your maker. A hot slug, I have you singing like Anita Baker. Accurate aim, I'm good, I don't need the laser. It's only right, I call gas if I need a favor. That's how we on it like face small, but not shit. I got hitters, New York City, the high list. You want war, here's an idea. Better keep your nine near. clear. When it's on, I got mine clear.
Ready, 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 ready
and lay low when Capone had the air out Jake. Project Baby, product of the 80s, used to drive my deuce crazy. If it wasn't for that, hustling them cracks, take the life of anybody trying to take us back to that. You hating ass niggas ain't ready for
nah.
One foot in the door, the other semi-corporate. Embedded when we join our forces. Can't fuck with a team of bosses. Everything we've been through prepared us for today. Never half-assed when we do it, it's all the way. Motherfuckers out fighting over petty. Niggas so petty, y'all niggas ain't ready, but we ready.
We ready, we ready. Fuck what you be talking about and fuck who's steady. We ready, we ready, we ready, we ready. Anyway it goes, yeah, nigga can get it. We ready, we ready. We got the choppers on deck, so you know we come heavy. We ready, we ready. And yo, it's dead, we can pull this situation, kick it daddy. We ready.
Radio Live Matrix, man, that fire right there.
Yeah, so that getting fire. Back to you, poet, Odell Beckham Jr., remember he hurt his leg last year, he tore his ACL, and he's also he's still in therapy for it, but he's a free agent, you know? So they don't know where he's going to go when he comes back. But he was on the field for the opening game for L.A. for the Rams. He was on the field. But
he was?
Yeah, he was out there, but he wasn't playing. He wasn't playing.
Okay, so he still got contract with them niggas then?
Nah. They leaving it open for him, but they don't know where he's going to go.
Okay.
You know, I just read that, you know, they got his locker still in case when he comes back he still want to be part of them. They got his locker for him. They got the tag on his fam, his last name. But, you know,
okay,
once he's done with rehab, they don't know where he's going to go.
Oh, man. He better stay with them niggas. Or follow Von Miller, the fucking... Whatever he fucking went. But he need a passer, man. He need somebody that's nice. He need a nice motherfucking quarterback, man. He need to go over there with Tom Trubisky.
I mean, he should go to the Bucks. He could go to the Bucks. Even Green Bay. I think he would do good in Green Bay.
Was mad the other day. Tom Trubisky was just throwing fucking the pad around and all that shit. He's mad at them niggas.
Yeah, he could go with Tom Brady, he could go with Aaron Rodgers. You know, there's a couple places he could go.
You think he'll do good if he had, what's my nigga that's fucking with Sierra? Russell?
The Broncos? He on the Broncos right
Russell,
now.
Russell ain't really a good thrower, man. He's not a real good thrower, man.
Nah,
he needs a fucking
him.
Nigga like Tom.
Yeah, he's a runner. He's a runner, Moss. Wilson
is
a runner.
Tom terrific, man. He needs Tom
terrific. Yeah, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Even Mahomes over there was fucking Chiefs.
Yeah, he could go to Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes got an arm. Definitely got an arm. When he want to use it.
Yeah, he just come up. Like, you know, people are talking about him struggling with the Broncos, but he's just adapting to a new home. He's pretty much going to get it together probably about mid-season.
I mean, you know, when you go when you go from playing somewhere warm and then you're going somewhere cold, that shit gets to you too. You know?
Right.
Denver's brick. Denver be brick. Should be brick over there. You went from playing in the fucking sun in Seattle. You might just, the most you could get is rain. And you going to Denver?
Well, it's cold as fuck. Wind chill, -5.
Why do you think Tom Brady is, like, untouchable for the last couple seasons? I mean, besides the fact that he ain't making, but when you look at the games he's playing in warm weather. He was just with the Patriots playing in the fucking in frozen tundra. Now he under palm trees and shit.
It's a big adaption.
Yeah.
This is super different, man.
Right now.
That's like when other teams. Like, you know what I'm saying, Paul? That's like when other teams come to New York, whether they play in the Yankees, whether they play in the Mets. Once October come in, and those other teams from, like, Texas and all them other places where it's nice and hot, and then they come here and the sun go down, and they fucking like, oh, shit, it's brick over here. Meanwhile, and the Yankees is used to that shit. They already used to it. They already... You know, you got them with the ear warmers. You got baseball players with ear warmers on. Like, you know they're not ready for this temperature.
Nope. Yeah, Brady got a weather right now.
Hell yeah, Brady's in the fucking palm trees.
You got the coldest in Green Bay or Green Bay got some fucked up weather.
Ah, man, fuck Green Bay, man. That shit's fucking, you know, no
that's
disrespect to Green
tundra.
Bay. I'm just saying, it's brick over there. It is brick over there.
Especially in this time of year.
You in Green Bay and you sweat, that shit gonna turn to ice and probably stick you in your leg.
And that's where the term frozen tundra comes from?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and pneumonia.
That turf is hard as a motherfucker,
boy.
That turf, that's an outdoor turf. Yeah, right. That shit is hard dirt. Back in the days, anyway, that shit's hard dirt. When you see the dirt get dug up, nowadays you don't be seeing the dirt dug up. That's artificial turf, right?
Yeah, most fields is artificial turf. When you over there in Green Bay,
back
you fucking slipping and sliding in the mud. You in the mud.
Back in the days, you could see the dirt after a while when niggas was playing. The numbers is all mushed up. Shit is all crazy.
Hell yeah.
You can see the hard
Chicago,
dirt.
Chicago, Green Bay, Denver. The way it's snowing them states. Oh, man.
Denver?
Get about it.
Get about it.
All them
none
states,
of them
man.
Got no indoor. None of them got indoor joints either, right? Them shit is all outdoors.
Nah, I don't think they got domes. I don't think they got the dome. It's football, you know. Football is meant to be played in
any weather.
I wonder,
even in the dome in the wintertime, even in the dome, I wonder if it's cold.
I mean, the only person that really got a dome, I think, is the Saints. The Saints.
I think Tennessee has a dome too, don't?
Oh, I don't know. I know the Saints got a dome. New Orleans got a dome.
Yeah, I'd be smart. I would build a dome because that way, well, football you get you play in all weather anyway. So, as far as for the fans, I don't know what you rather
got
have.
TV
a dome.
Watching a movie?
If I was an owner, I would rather have a fucking, I'm not sure if I want a dome or Penn Stadium.
Football is meant to be played in all weathers. All weather. That's just an outside sport. You want to see them slipping and sliding.
Feel like it's fucked up. Feel like you fucked up, you know. You got to think about the fans. If it's a snowstorm, some shit, you can't fucking play because you can't sit nobody in the sink unless you go around.
Yo, the fans don't care. They fucking tailgate in the fucking snow. They don't give a fuck. They going out there with their blanket on, with their scarf wrapped around. They don't care. They
I'm saying,
like,
but they got to clean the fucking stadium of the snow. That shit costs money to clean the whole stadium up if it's all snowy.
I mean, that's what people get paid for that. That's what their job is. People still going to go to they still going to go and watch sports. I don't think I ever seen a football game that didn't have people even though it was snowing. All the faithful fans, they're going to be out there outside. They got the hot dogs cooking in the winter, in the snow. They out there with their hot cocoa and all that shit. And then by the time they go in, they all drunk. Half the people drunk, they don't even feel the cold.
Right. I'm just saying the amount of money it costs to remove the snow from the stands before the game starts. Because, you know, the teams don't give a fuck. They play out there in the snow. It's no problem. They just bulldoze this field off. But the fans, you got to fucking hire like 1,000 people to go around with shovels and get that shit clear. They got the money.
Stand in the snow. Even if it's snow on the fucking seat, they're going to still stand up and watch the game. Especially in them states.
You can't sell no tickets like that. Snow on the seats. Y'all niggas try themselves. They got to clear that shit.
Especially them states that is a football state. They don't care. They coming. They coming to watch their team.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the NFL is it won't be me. All out there, man.
You know, it won't be me. Hey, they must turn on my TV. I ain't going to no damn fucking snowy fucking. It's snowing outside? I'm staying my ass inside. I watch that shit from my TV.
It depends on what the game is. Like, if it's, you know what I'm saying, some shit, fight, you know, playoff, jump off, something. I got some tickets, so I'm there. For my niggas.
Yeah, I don't
go to a playoff
not me.
Game.
Oh, no, not me.
You want to go to a playoff jungle?
If it's snowing out?
Hell yeah.
If it's snowing and it's brick, out there, 18-degree weather, hell no. I'll be like, yo, I got tickets for sale. I watch that shit right on my TV.
You ain't there a fight tonight? Or this week coming up, somebody fighting?
They had all the good fights last week.
Triple G. Canelo beat Triple G, I know that. Ain't Floyd fighting some Chinese kid or something coming up again?
What would we fight some Japanese guy in Japan?
Some other fights going down to the female Clyde Richard Shields. Think she fight next week? 2 weeks from now, she's about to fight the female black chick, she a champ.
Yeah, I think that's
Russian
next week. Yeah,
that's
the one on that week.
Yeah, I ain't hear no fights for this week.
And not this week, though. They had all the good fights. They had all that last week. Like, we even talked, me and Common talked about last week about Swaggy P. But the Lakers, he got knocked out of the ring.
Yeah, I heard
he
that. Celebrity
fight
shit. Yeah, by a YouTuber.
Oh, shit.
A YouTuber did him dusty. A non-athlete knocked him out the ropes.
Yo, Eden, I want to bless the people, man. I want to hear some more joints, man. At least two more joints, man. You heard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, Common, you want to go ahead and introduce your joint, man? We're going to close it out with this.
Well, yeah, this joint is produced. It's off my man, Recognize Real. He just dropped a new album called Subterranean Hold up one second. Let me get that info for y'all. Pardon me. Slacking over here.
Is the Robin season, Blicky?
Yeah, it's called Subterranean Obscura is the name of the album. It's out now, distributed through Fat Beats. But the single is titled Robin Season, produced by Recognizeville. It's out right now. Go get it. Order it. Stream it. Pass it around. Smoke a L to it. Smoke, drink some liquor. Just run it up. It's a good vibe.
Let's go.
Already. Already. And we out.
Robin season. Everybody got to eat.
Watch.
What are you
eating? French back, edge back, and work live on the set. I've been direct in the mud, the trenches. You gon' feel my presence. While since an adolescent, follow lessons. On the block, you can feel the tension. Temperature rising, confessions of fire. Hell on earth. Love me at my worst, go wrap around neck and wrist. Blowing cookie for the stress, keep a pole for your bitch. Off your on switch, Ralphie jeans, Teflon stitch. Heavy machinery, feel it in the kick. Hard hit like these rhymes I spit in the spaceship. Seat reclining, you see the silver lining. Light reflecting off diamonds. Manifest by designer, soul assassin. Live wire, a devil's advocate. Kaiser so safe, the street codes are obey. It's Robin season, hoodie up. Fully tough, give it up fast, quick and not slow. Watch for behind though, play the block low. Looking for a karma bulls on the hunt. Watch your back, best to watch your front. Your own niggas will set you up, wet you up. Get hit from the neck up, right in front of the bodega. Neighbors turn traitors. Blowing smoke out the sunroof, moving like Sun Tzu. Smoke rate coupe on coupe, burning the proof. Fiends high off chemicals, burning medical. The professional 5,000, the animal, hooded up, it's the vandal. Light 'em up like Roman candles. Bodies drop on the random. Summer in New York, summer in the city, moving with the realest. Surrounded by dealers, gangsters and killers. Jack the Ripper, Mike Jack Driller. Hear shots when the train pass, nigga. Gold wrapped around these glass frames, nigga. Freeze frame my bigger picture, my vision clearer. Finesse my literature, stick to the scripture. Madman is sinister, bring earth, wind and fire. When I enter the perimeter, think big like Christopher. Pistol or the heckler, you're dealing with the pressure.